العالمين. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله، والصلاة والسلام على خير خلق ونور أرش أفضل الأنبياء والمرسلين، حبيبنا وسيدنا وسندنا وشفيعنا ومولانا أبي القاسم محمد. وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المظلومين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتاب المجيد بقول الحق وهو أصدق الصادقين، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر، ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر، تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن رب من كل أمر، سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر. صدق الله العلي العظيم. صلوات على محمد وآل محمد. I begin in Allah's name, and all praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us so much mercy, mercy that we can never count enough, and our obligation as a result is to respond. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us ways in which to understand His enormous mercy, and of course one of the greatest ones is our intellect, our ability to understand. And the Messenger of God has told us that there are two kinds of messengers. There is the inner and the outer, zahir and batin. The outer and the inner. We all have built-in messengers, which is the nafs, which Allah says, وَنَفْسِ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. By the self which God perfected, completed, فَسَوَّاهَا, and He taught it after that what is wrong and what is right. At the end of the day, as I mentioned, we can be experts in any field on earth that will not make us complete human beings. Unless our moral structure is taken account of, everything else is secondary. All mechanical methods, meaning science, meaning our ability in sports, our looks, our physical matters, are all means to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if an individual does not perfect their moral traits, meaning if they do not struggle to understand what is right and what is wrong, what is good and what is evil, okay, if a human being does not strive in the spiritual domain, because this really, morality is really metaphysical, it's not physical, hence the notion of evil, as we mentioned before. Evil is not physical. There is no physical evil in the universe. There is nothing you and I can touch that is tangibly evil. Allah says in the Quran, الَّذِي أَحْسَنَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقَ. Everything Allah creates is good, including the devil, including hell, including fire, including any possibility that you and I can encounter, including pain and pleasure. Both of them are ahsan. Alladhi ahsana kulla shay'in khalaqa. Okay? It's what we do with it that leaves us in a metaphysical state of what we do, in the sense that we put values into actions. Values. We say this person did this, it was a good deed. The goodness is metaphysical. It's not tangible. It's the essence of an act. A believer must focus on the essence of actions. They must understand the do's and the don'ts, because at the end of the day, you can be the top-notch athlete, you still have to figure out how to behave. You still have to figure out what to avoid. You still have to figure out what to promote. You still have to figure out who to marry and who not to marry, and what kind of children to have and what kind of children not to have. And when you do have children, how should you raise them? Should you raise them well or not well? Well is a value. So it is common sense that we as Muslims, especially, who have been given the complete religion, the deen, which started with Adam. Adam was the first prophet of God. And Al-Islam started with Adam. It didn't start with the last prophet. It completed with the last prophet. And we know that. And we find that God is so merciful that He continuously gave us prescriptions on do's and don'ts. We even know in the Judeo-Christian history, even in Islam, that the Ten Commandments were given to Moses. What are the commandments? They're not, you know, go and do experimentation and study the physics. That's not a commandment. Thou shalt not kill is a moral principle. Thou shalt not lie is a moral principle. It's not a mechanical principle, notice. So we have to constantly say, even if we become very wealthy and we're very powerful people and we think we've achieved a lot of material success, it's never enough unless the individual has achieved spiritual success. Spiritual success can never be achieved unless one is guided. Guidance is a necessity, otherwise we can't tell. We are so short-sighted, brothers and sisters, if you think the human race can come up with the moral code, let me give you a simple example. Salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. You know, the computer, which today we all have, I have a couple of them in front of me here. They're an ingenious creation, an ingenious invention. Really, it's unbelievable, things that you can do today. It's incredible what we can do with computers, right? Because Allah has already laid the parameters for us to tap into. Like, for example, the electron. Electron moves